The action is on the water today for Northwest athletes at the Summer Olympics, provided the high winds on the Rio Lagoon subside. Two former UW Husky rowers, Adrian Martelli and Megan Calmo, are on the women's squad schools final this morning. On the men's side, four former Huskies will see action as the U.S. men's eight tries to qualify for Saturday's medal race. Oregon State grad Devery Carrs rose in the lightweight women's double sculls semifinal, trying to keep her medal hopes alive. Yesterday was a medal-winning day for Northwest Olympians, and correspondent Tom Bonsi has this recap.
Bremerton, Washington native Nathan Adrian couldn't defend his Olympic swimming title in the 100-meter freestyle, but he did pick up the bronze. That medal goes with four golds and one silver he's earned across three Olympics, with two events to go for Adrian in Rio. In another swimming event, first-time Olympian Jacob Pebley of Corvallis qualified for tonight's final in the 200-meter backstroke. The U.S. Dream Team in men's basketball passed its toughest test to date at the Summer Games with a narrow victory over Australia. In this preliminary round game, former Washington State University teammates played on opposing sides, Clay Thompson on Team USA and Aaron Baines and Brock Modum for Australia. Earlier in the day, cyclist Kristen Armstrong of Boise captured gold in the road time trial. It's an early birthday present as she turns 43 years old today. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.